Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Good news out of Hartford. The first budget forecast since the April 15th filing deadline projects Connecticut's income tax will raise some $915 million more than budgeted for the fiscal year. The State Office of Policy and Management increased its previous estimates of collections from withholding taxes and a new pass-through entity tax to $500 million, but lowered anticipated estimated and final payments by $200 million. The tax on personal earnings is now projected to raise $10,622,000 this fiscal year. That represents a net increase of $300 million from the OPM's March forecast. Throughout New York State, the area with the most job growth during the month of March was the Dutchess Putnam region. That, according to preliminary statistics from the State Department of Labor and a monthly report of year-over-year employment change, the area saw a 2.5% increase in private sector jobs, adding about 3,000 over March 2018. Ithaca region saw a 2.3% growth, while the Albany, Schenectady, Troy region and Syracuse saw a 2% increase. The Berkshires Nonprofit Center presents a workshop in support of long-term sustainability from 1 till 5 at the Berkshire Community College South County Center on Main Street in Great Barrington. Tickets and more information at npcberkshires.org. Town of Salisbury Board of Finance has a special meeting 6:30 to approve minutes of the March 26 and April 1st regular meetings, review final budgets and comments from the public hearing held up 23rd, and vote or consider a vote on an appointment of a member or members to act as an information gathering liaison to organizations that are promoting high-speed internet service for Northwest Connecticut. A regular town board meeting for Dover, New York. The Historical Society meeting in Pine Plains will be held at 7 p.m. Dover has their town board regular meeting. That comes up at Town Hall at 6:30. Sheffield Senior Center on Cook Road will present a forum on Thursday at 6:30 as local candidates running in the Maytown election will be on hand to discuss their platform and will field questions from voters. The Falls Village Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on Thursday, 7 o'clock. Berkshire Botanical Gardens in Stockbridge presenting a new initiative for those who would like to experience gardening through photography. The first meeting is scheduled for Thursday, 7 p.m. at the center's house on West Stockbridge Road. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents George Orwell's 1984, April 26th and 27th at 7:30, and a matinee on the 28th at 2:30 at the Black Box Theater at the Hotchkiss School. Tickets are $10, $5 for students and senior citizens, cash or check only. Purchase tickets at the door. Reservations are not necessary. More information at 860-435-4423. The Town of Great Barrington Recycling Center and Transfer Station will hold a bulky waste collection on Saturday, April 27th, 7 until 3 p.m. No business waste will be accepted. For a complete list of what is and what is not accepted, contact the office at 413-528-0867. Housatonic American Legion Post 298 and VFW Post 8183 holding an open house for all veterans and their families on Saturday from 10 till 2 at their Cone Avenue location. VA Outreach Specialist Brian Doe and Veterans Outreach Case Manager Michael King will explain the latest developments regarding VA care and veterans benefits. Berkshire Botanical Garden, West Stockbridge Road, is presenting Transplanting Trees and Shrubs and Planting Small Ornamental Trees. That'll happen on Saturday from 10 until 1. BerkshireBotanical.org for more information. Stockbridge Festival Chorus will present Maurice Duroy-Flay in a concert on Saturday at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Stockbridge. Tickets $20 per person, $10 for members of local community choirs and children 18 and under. They're admitted free. A reception will follow. More information at 413-298-3137. Roloff Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale holding their monthly cookbook club on Saturday from 1 till 2:30. Bring a covered dish as a potluck lunch will be served. More information at 518-325-4101. Members of the New Marlboro Volunteer Fire Company holding their annual spring dance at Gedney Farm, 6 to 10 on Saturday, April 27th. Tickets $35 can be purchased from any fire company member or stop by the Mill River General Store on Great Barrington Road, or contact David Smith at 413-429-6608. The Scaticoke First Nations and Watershed Center invite the public to join them for a special evening of stories, sharing, ceremony, and connection. The Water Protector Karn Brothers will be in conversation with Sashim Hawkstorm on the spirit of oneness. The event will be held on Sunday from 5 till 7 p.m. A donation of $20 to $100 is asked to support the work of the Watershed Protector Grandmothers. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 145.34 to 26,656.39 yesterday. NASDAQ opens up today at 8120.82 and the S&P 500 at 2933.68. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.